Music at St. David's is presenting the 48th annual Baltimore Bach Marathon. And the person at the helm of this is the Director of Music Ministries at St. David's, Douglas Buchanan. It's always so lovely to welcome you back.
Thank you so much for having me.
When you do it year after year after year, it's interesting to me how you breathe new life into it. So what was the thinking behind doing the St. Matthew Passion?
It's a piece I've loved for a long time, and it's a piece that I've wanted to do. And I love these big epic things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right sort of concert avenue for that. But what better concert avenue when the concert is already 6 hours long? Why not do a 3 hour long work? So it actually seems sort of petite in comparison. But of course, it's anything but. St. Matthew Passion is just this sort of sprawling work that covers so many different emotions and epic storytelling. And it was hard to think not of doing it.
What are the forces that you are pulling in for this?
Yeah, so St. Matthew is a really complex work to contract and to put together. You have two instrumental ensembles that are supporting two separate choirs. So two SATB choirs, Divisi. And then in addition to that, there's what's called the Ripieno Choir. There's another choir of just treble voices that's helping out with some of the chorale tunes, particularly in the first movement. So you actually end up contracting and dealing with five separate ensembles for this, and that's in addition to also working with the evangelist who is telling the story. And so that's Ben Hawker, who is reprising the role of the evangelist. We did the St. John Passion back in 2018, and now to do this other one is sort of continuing us on the way of doing the cycle of Bach's choral masterworks. Last year, we completed the motet cycle, and so this will complete our complete knowledge of the Passion cycle. There's some other ones out there that are sort of half complete. So it's another move along the way, but a complicated one and hopefully a fulfilling one at that.
So this starting at 4 o'clock mm-hmm. on March 3rd, how are you filling the first half?
The whole event goes from 1 to 6 p.m. And as you say, the St. Matthew Passion begins at 4. From 1 o'clock up to 4 o'clock, we'll hear works for organ. So we're going to hear lots of singing. We're going to hear lots of instrumental works. So we wanted to focus just on these wonderful keyboard works for organ, preludes and fugues, fantasias, chorale preludes, all these things that we know and love about Bach's organ works. And so we've got a diverse array of organists that are coming in starting at 1 p.m. We've got Nathan Ringkamp, who is a graduate student at Peabody, and lots of hometown favorites like Theodore Davis, who's at St. Bartholomew's, Cameron Kuzepski, who's at Cathedral of Mary Our Queen, Julie Evans, who runs the D.C. Bach Marathon, as well as Ruth Heilman and Roderick Demings. So just a fantastic group of keyboardists who are coming in to rock that Casavant organ in preparation for the St. Matthew Passion.
This is the 48th annual Baltimore Bach Marathon at St. David's at 4700 Roland Avenue. This is taking place on Sunday, March 3rd from 1 to 6 p.m., and you can check out the website at stdavidsbaltimore.org. This is all under the aegis of the Director of Music Ministries at St. David's, Douglas Buchanan. Good luck with this marathon.
Thanks very much.